Now, testimonies by Palestinian inmates show they are subjected to assault and torture at Israel's Etzion prison. A lawyer with the Palestinian Committee of Prisoners Affairs released a statement of collected accounts by the detainees held at the Etzion prison, South Jerusalem al-Quds. Hassan al-Sheikh said the prisoners were assaulted both inside the prison and when Israeli forces initially detained them by breaking into their homes. The prisoners also complained of inedible food and the Israeli forces' mistreatment. More than 7,000 Palestinian prisoners are currently held in some 17 Israeli jails, many of them arbitrarily. Palestinian prisoners have continuously gone on hunger strikes to object to Israel's administrative detention policies, which allows the arrest of Palestinians without charge or trial. Joining us via Skype from Al Khalil is Isa Amro. He's a human rights defender. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, are you at all surprised by these testimonies and the statements that are being released about the treatment of Palestinian prisoners?
No, I'm not surprised. I was in Etzion detention center many times, and they say the truth. Even it's more than that. They treat the prisoners in a very, very bad way. They humiliate the prisoners. They don't give them any basic rights, from giving them clothing to food to water. Even, you know, their freedom of religion is not respected. They don't give them any special time for praying. The food is what is left over from the Israeli soldiers. Very, very bad food. Many prisoners, they don't eat even when they are detained in Gush Etzion detention center. The soldiers all the time are yelling, shouting at the prisoners and the detainees in that detention center. On the other hand, Palestinians who are detained there, they have to sit on their knees when the soldiers come to count them, and they just, you know, they are not allowed to look to the soldiers' eyes. So you sit on your knees and you put your face down and you speak and you say your name, which is a big humiliation for the Palestinian prisoners. And they walk in a chain. You are not allowed to look to the left or to the right. You don't have access to doctor. You don't have access to your lawyer. You don't have any kind of communication with your family or with your friends outside the detention center.
Right. Now, considering that you're giving us a first-hand account of what happens at Etzion prison, is it just in Etzion prison, or is this how Palestinian prisoners are treated as a whole?
In general, it's the image of how the Israeli occupation forces, they treat the Palestinian prisoners, and they are even, you know, trying to take some rights from the prisoners. You know, the right to education was completely taken from the prisoners. The visits from the families was almost taken from the prisoners. So they are targeting the prisoners. The right wing in Israel, they are trying to show their anger at the prisoners. They are trying to isolate the prisoners from their community. Etzion detention center, it's a little bit more, but other prisons and detention centers, they have their own problems and their own difficulties for the Palestinian prisoners. We didn't talk about the investigation and the torture, using torture with the Palestinian detainees during the investigation with the Palestinian prisoners, who are really suffering a lot from the Israeli occupation forces.
And who are these Palestinian prisoners? Are these criminals? Or are, because from what we understand is that children are also, Palestinian children are also subject to this. A lot of Palestinians are never charged or even tried.
We are not talking about criminals. We are talking about freedom fighters, human rights defenders, nonviolence activists. We are talking about women. We are talking about kids, children. You know, everybody is as a target for the occupation. Just now in Hebron, the Israeli occupation forces shot a 14-year-old child near Kiryat Arba settlement. We don't know about his case. Last week, they killed a 15-year-old Palestinian child too. So they are targeting everyone. Even the trees, the stones are targets for the Israeli occupation, as well as the Palestinian children, women, and freedom fighters. It's about occupation. It's about fighting the occupation. The Palestinians, they have the right, according to Geneva Convention, to defend their land, to end the occupation. But the Israeli occupation is not giving the Palestinians any space to resist. They brutally using, you know, live ammunition against the peaceful protesters and any kind of resistance against the occupation.
All right, that's human rights defender Issa Amro joining us via Skype from Al Khalil. Mr. Amro, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.